Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you think their response will be to these contingencies and or an inspection? Because I know that that used to be the norm, and then it became, you know, quite out of favor, and sellers were not willing to accept offers with inspections.
Yeah, this one's a little different because it's been sitting on the market, so you can ask for one if you want one. I just wasn't sure if your friends that are actually living there, if they would want to pay for an inspection.
Yeah.
Probably about, they're up to 500 depending who you use.
Yeah.
And we would have, so we'd make it contingent on an inspection. We would have about 5 to 7 days to get that done,
okay.
Wait for the report, and then ask for any repairs. Them being out of town, she has said, like, they're not super flexible, but they also probably want to sell the house, and they haven't sold it yet. So
yeah.
I'll do whatever you guys want to do in this situation.
Yeah.
It's only when there's, like, multiple offers and it's just hit the market that it's really hard to get one.
Okay. So, you know, do you think coming in at 195, 200, 205 is too low? Do you think they just scoff at it immediately? Or you think, you know, like you said, because it's been on the market, they're motivated to sell, you know, that they would go, okay, you know what? Or at least does it start the negotiating, you know, and going back?
I would say, I know they said they're not flexible, but why don't we put it in at two, especially, it depends on, that's why I asked you about contingencies, because
yeah. If
you aren't asking for them, I think we have more chance of, like, being, like, getting it for a better price, but either way, it doesn't matter. So I would probably do 200, just so it doesn't seem like we're lowballing them,
and
then let them negotiate from there.
Okay, so do you think if we do 200, with the inspection, based on inspection, that would be okay, or is that too much? Are we getting a little?
No. If you want an inspection, ask for an inspection.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say let's start there. No,
okay.
I would accept a counter though, but
yeah,
we can deal with
fine.
That if we get one.
Okay. So all right. So let's put in. So for 200, based
with the inspection, but
the inspection, yeah.
But I don't know the friends' names, but do they know they would have to pay for the inspection?
Yes. Yep. I already discussed with them because initially they were like, they were all in on the inspection, and I'm like, oh, hang on, when's the last time you bought a house? And
yeah.
I was like, because, you know, my first couple properties, that was the norm. I go, but my last couple properties, that was not the norm. So, and I lost on offers because of that. So, like, it's something that you may not be able to ask, you know, but like you said, that generally is because there's other offers on the table. If there's no other offer on the table, now we have at least a bit of a bargaining chip. So.
Yeah. Did they say when you would get the updated pre-qualification letter?
I expected it today. But I mean, if we're gonna do I just got it 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
I just checked
that's
my
funny.
Email. So that's.
I was gonna say because we can get it started with a 200 one, but no, that's good. Okay.
Yep.
Well, send me both because I'll use the 200 one. With a 200 offer, and then I'll just have the other one if we need it.
Okay. All right, so I'll forward you both of those, and then is there anything additional you need from me? You need any signatures or anything? Or?
Yeah. Yes, I just got to – I'm out of town for the weekend, but I think someone here has a computer. So let me get that written up for you, and I'll text you when I send it over.
Okay.
And what else was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say, so the inspection,
yeah.
I mean, it might, the seller is probably going to be nervous about that because the house needs a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't go in expecting that they're going to, like, fix a lot of things. Like, this is a fixer-upper.
Yes.
But just knowing that, like, at least we know if there's any big-ticket items that need to be done.
Yes. I talked to him about the water being shut off. I guess the water was shut off per the seller's request in February. We talked to the town, which... I get it. You know, you don't want to pay for another utility bill. But I also told them it always worries me as a homeowner or potential, you know, homeowner anytime any utility is off, especially during the winter, especially during a cold winter at that. So,
well, that's actually better because then the pipes would be empty, so you don't.
Well,
like it,
yeah, hopefully if they bled them, right? I mean, if
yeah.
You know, if they didn't do it properly, then, you know, I don't know, but it was only since February. At least it wasn't off, you know, since Thanksgiving. You know, it's
yeah.
relatively a fresh turn off. I don't think it'd be a big issue, the water being off. So, but I did just tell him, you know, hey, little heads up. His dad's been a plumber for 40 years. I go, you might need to call your dad if a problem pops up. I go, but otherwise, it's just something to be cautious of. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how much for deposit?
I'm going to need 20% for the down payment.
What about the deposit that's due within two days of acceptance? That's like your good faith deposit.
Okay. How much do we need for that?
I would suggest like probably at least 5,000.
Okay. I mean, between me and you, the money isn't the issue. There's money. It's just a matter of the bank wants it with my name on the account. And I mean, it's like this whole thing where...
Did you get that sorted out?
This was her response to me because I told her, unfortunately, to be added to the account, because this is what she told me. If you get your name added to their account with the money, that's the easiest way for CM Bank to approve it. I said, okay. So I went to my friends and said, are you okay with adding my name to your account? They said, yeah, no problem. So okay. So M&T Bank, you know, is going to give you a call, this and that. Well, apparently that's not as cut and dry. You need to physically be there to sign. You can't do a DocuSign to get somebody's name added to the account.
Okay.
Well, I'm... how many states away? Like I can't physically sign anything. So
yeah.
So I wrote back and I said, you know, to my CM Bank rep, I said, you know, unfortunately I can't be there in person to sign it. So what's our alternative? Like what else can we do? And her response to me was, you can send me that statement letter later. Just send me the rest of the documents now for pre-approval. Which was, you know, my W-2s, my taxes, and stuff like that. So,
what statement letter?
For the pre-approval. Oh, the statement letter. The statement letter with the funds, the bank account, you know, showing the funds for the down payment.
Okay, so she's basically saying, well, it's not a big deal. We'll deal with it later.
Basically. But
okay, I mean, you're trying, and she's saying go ahead, so I don't
know.
So
to me, like, the good faith deposit, you know, I mean, I guess I could have them just write the check. I don't know. I don't work for a bank, you know. It's like I don't know the rules and regulations and procedures for all of this stuff.
Okay, can I have – who are you working with? Can I have her number?
Yes. Her name is Tanya DeBay.
Do you mind texting it to me?
Oh yeah, no, I don't mind at all. I'll text you her.
Okay. Because I don't want to get, if we get this accepted, a deposit's going to be due within, you know, by Monday, and then we got to figure it out then, you know. So
yeah,
I don't want to.
Right. Yeah. No. I again, from like the very our first conversation was, I want this to. If we have to jump through hoops, that's fine. Just tell me what hoops we have to jump through. I don't want a bunch of headaches. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you can, this is more your expertise. So if you can clarify some stuff for us and make it easier, cool. I'm good with that.
Okay. All right. I'll try giving her a call.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.